Good afternoon, and thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicki. How can I help you?
Hi, Vicki. My name is Susan Jensen. I have on my checking account, I have a couple of charges I don't understand. This one's for 1994. It says useful whole diet. And
yes.
The other one is Sharply Quality Health or whatever. That's for $5.97.
Okay, ma'am. I'd be more than happy to assist you. May I have your zip code so I can try and locate an account, please?
Sure. It's 46231.
Thank you. And your first and last name is, again, I'm sorry.
Susan Jensen.
Okay, Ms. Jensen, one moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
And how are you today, ma'am?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Good to hear it. Okay, let's see if I can locate your account. There you are, Ms. Jensen. And could you be so kind, ma'am, as to verify your shipping address for me, please?
Sure. It's 10480 Glasswater Lane, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46231.
And thank you again for that. Looking at your account, ma'am, it appears that I see shipping and handling charges here. Wait a minute, my computer's moving slower than I'm talking. Okay. It says there's a charge on here, and both of these charges were incurred on the the order date rather was 5/30/21, and these products were shipped out on the 1st of this month. Do you recall ordering some focus pods, ear pods, the little listening devices that you put into your ear?
No, I don't recall that. I don't have anything like that. I haven't received anything like that.
Okay. It says they were just shipped on the 1st. Is it a possibility that maybe someone else in your household may have ordered them? The $5.97 charge.
It's just me.
It's just you?
I live in assisted living, and it's just me on this computer.
You don't think anyone may have compromised your card, do you, ma'am? Because it's actually two pair of ear pods that were ordered, and there's a warranty as well. The warranty is valued at like $12.97. But, yeah, the warranty was $12.97. There's another shipping and handling charge of $6.97, and that's where that charge of the 1995 or 1994 came up. Let me see here. I have a tracking number here. Let me see if it was actually delivered to you. Go to deliver to that address that you provided for me. Let me track it and see. It actually says it was delivered June the 3rd at 2:04 p.m. to that address that you verified for me.
You know, I think I might have gotten that. I might have. But is there any other charges going to happen than these?
Yes, ma'am. It's not a subscription, but what it actually was when you paid those shipping and handling charges, it actually initiated a 14-day trial. So the 14 days will expire, if you ordered it on the 30th, 14 days would be this coming Sunday will be day 14. So
I have to mail them back?
Let me see what it says. Do we have different policies for different products, different manufacturers? This is a third-party call center, and some of our merchants require that you send them back. Some of them require that allow you to keep them. The thing is with these particular products, let me see, Focus Watch, there's going to be an end-of-trial charge for, let me see if you got the watch and the ear pods. Let's see. Because it really doesn't make it very clear to me. It says Focus Pods 2. Oh, no. Okay. Right. So one is one of the ear pods, and the other one is the watch.
Is there going to be further charges then?
Unfortunately, with the let me see, focus pods, one focus pods. I wish it looked like it would just say focus watch. This is so annoying to me. let's see. One and two. Okay, I'm gonna go out and say, because it says focus pods two, that they're referring to the watch, because very rarely does the warranty come with the ear pods. So it's a smart watch and the ear pods. Now with both of these, because both of them were trials, and like I stated earlier, they're gonna expire on the 13th. What they are going to do, Ms. Jensen, is bill you if you don't call in to cancel. So you're actually catching it in a good bit of time. Let me see what the policy is here for returns, or give me just a moment to read over it, okay?
Sure. Yeah, I did receive these. It's just kind of threw them over here.
Okay, now what this states is that, let me just read it over. No further charges, no further. Okay, the watches, it retails for, and then it says $59.97. Let me just see something here, because I thought it was a little bit more than that on this page. Yeah, it is. The watch is $69.97, and the focus pods say, so confused, and I hate when they do this. It says $64.97 for the focus, for the ear pods, excuse me, and $69.97 for the watch, and that's what they'll charge you, ma'am, if you don't call in to cancel within the 14-day period. Now, being as though they just shipped it out to you and you just received it, let me see what it says in the instance, because you're technically still in the trial period.
Mm-hmm.
So it says, because you're in a trial period, offer... They're often not that. Same day orders, no. Okay, in trial. Okay, what I can offer you is an extension of the trial to give you more time to try the products out and see if it's something that you're gonna like or want to keep. You did order them in the first place. I don't know if it's because of the price was so affordable.
It was something I did, a questionnaire or something.
A survey, probably. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I can extend the trial out to give you more time to see if you're going to want to keep them. Would you prefer for me to do that? I can actually extend that trial.
No, because I don't think I would use them. How would I return them?
Okay. How about if I discounted that end of trial price, that $64.69, by 35%?
Which would be how much then?
Let me calculate it real quick. Hang on just a moment. I mean, with, you know, holidays coming up, Father's Day, they would both make great gifts. If there's someone, you know, let me see. Hang on just a moment. Let me calculate that and see what it's going to be. That would reduce it down to four. It would discount it by $22.74, which would make the final price, excuse me, $42.23 for the, I'm wrong. Okay, the $64.97. So that would be for the ear pods. They would be $42.23, and the watch would be $45.48. Now, what I can do in addition to that is apply my friends and family discount on top of that 35%, which would be an additional 15%, and mm-hmm. that would reduce it to, I could take 50% off, and that would make the final price of the watch just $34.99, and the ear pods would be $32.49. $49. And the only reason I'm trying to push the watch is because it's a great watch. It does, it's very functional. It monitors your heart rate, sleep while you're sleeping, your breathing, things like that. But it also, let me see, this watch does a lot, because I was thinking about getting one for my mom. She just turned 90 Sunday, bless her heart.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. And went to the casino. You know, she likes she likes the slots. What can I say? Right. My sister's accompanied her. They just started letting her go back out the house. You know, she's been in the house almost a year because she's in Washington, Maryland, you know, and they had everything on shutdown. The city isn't even open all the way back up yet up there.
Yeah. We're starting to open up everywhere, I think.
Yeah, slowly but surely.
Maybe.
But
it'll get back to normal, whatever normal might be.
Right, exactly. Let's see. They usually had a better description as well. I know it counts your steps when you walk. It takes your blood pressure, does your heart rate. And then the watch, if you have a smartphone, you can link it or pair it, rather, with the watch, like the Apple Watch, like the app, you know, the iWatch or whatever it is, so you can actually use the watch as a phone instead of having to tote your phone around. You can just access your phone via the watch, through the watch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Now,
especially if
you
go ahead, sweetie. No, I was just gonna say for $32.50, that's not bad.
Can you tell me what the total would be if I kept both?
Okay, let me see.
What
sure.
What would my total charge be?
32. Okay, $32.40 now would be for the earpods. I'm sorry, but the watch is still with 50% off, $69.97, $34.99, so $35, pretty much like $35 and $32.50. It's going to be $67.49 for both.
And that would, is that including the 1994 and the 597?
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And see that, as I was stating earlier, Ms. Jensen, that 1994 charge was the shipping and handling for the watch, but $12.97 of that 1994 was actually a warranty for the watch. You have a lifetime warranty on that watch, so if anything were to happen to it, you could always return it and get another one for as long as, you know, for a lifetime.
Okay. And when would I get billed for that? Next month?
Actually, after the end of the trial. So the trial would expire. It started on the 30th. On the 13th, the trial would be up. So they probably would bill you like the 14th or the 15th. Somewhere shortly thereafter.
I'm going to keep them, and you can just apply all that to it, and then I'll go.
Okay,
and then
great.
And when I get the bill, I'll just pay it.
Okay. Can you hold on while I make some notes to your account so they'll know not to bill you the full price?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. You're more than welcome, Ms. Jensen. Thank you. One moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Ms. Jensen, I've made a note on your account for them to discount both the watch and the earpods by 50%, so your total will be $32.49 for the earbuds and $35 for the watch, bringing it to a total of $67.49. And again, you won't be billed until, yes, ma'am, $67.49, and you won't be billed until after the 13th. It could be the 14th, it could be the 15th.
Okay. All right. That'd be good.
Yeah.
That's, I know that. I knew that's why I didn't do these surveys. I would usually not pick anything. I do the survey and not pick anything.
Oh.
But I'll keep these.
Yeah. And like I said, it might behoove you to have them. You said you're living in an assisted living place. If you just want to, I mean,
right.
It might make it a little bit more convenient for you versus having to use the phone. You may not want to get up to go get your phone, or you might, you know, be in the lavatory or somewhere else, and you just tap that watch and you answer your phone from your wrist.
Okay. That'd be fun.
That would be.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is there anything else I can? You're more than welcome, Ms. Jensen. Is there anything else I can assist you with today, ma'am?
Nothing else. That's
okay.
All.
Well, you. Yes, ma'am. You're more than welcome. You take care. And thank you for calling customer support,
you too.
Okay?
Have a good day.
You do the same.
All
thank
right.
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.